Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always go and get the realness. But y'all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pitched him the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests all from different places. All are welcome, different views, different races. Here's the top that's intriguing, we yawn. That it's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. It's your boy, T-Real. I'm in the building, man. Here to talk about this coronavirus, man. If I sound, like, kind of laid back, not really enthusiastic or like I have real energy, y'all have to bear with me. I ain't really trying to, like, you know, it's late. And, you know, I just don't want to be all loud because it's late. You know, I'm trying to be considerate, you know what I mean, because I don't want to disturb neighbors or, you know, just want, you know, all of my neighbors to hear me just going on a rant about the damn coronavirus, you know, like, and then they just hear me talking, like I'm ranting to myself. They don't realize I'm on a show and the audience is listening. Yeah, so, you know, just bear with me on that. If it was earlier, I'd give y'all the whole full me, you know. But having said that, man, it's crazy. And you know what's really crazy? Like, I had just tried to do this topic, and, like, everything just went wrong, from getting phone calls to my son coming in the middle of the discussion, interrupting me. I had to put the show on hold. Then I went to go, you know, resume the show. And I was talking for about 10 minutes and it wasn't recording. I said, you know what? After all of that, nah, it's time to start over. So I'm back, you know, same topic, the impact of the coronavirus, but I'm just starting from scratch because it was just too much going on. That show I just tried to do probably, what, it was like an hour ago. I think I set it for 11:30, it's 12:30 now. It just didn't work out. So I don't know what the sound quality is like right now. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be great anyway because it's over the phone. But on top of that, I'm using the Bluetooth right now because I got some talking points that's in my notes on my phone, and I don't want to have to keep taking my phone away from my ear to look at them in the middle of talking. That's going to throw me off. I got the Bluetooth on, and I'm just, you know, now I can just look down at the phone and look at the notes. So I won't be thrown off, and you won't hear my voice getting, sound like it's getting, like, further away, then closer and further again, you know. You know, so I'm hoping that y'all can hear me well or at least decent. Now, typically when I'm using the phone, I almost always have the Bluetooth. I can't remember the last time I held the phone to my ear to talk. I just hate it now. I like being wireless and being able to talk without holding my phone. And look, I'm yawning. I'm sorry, y'all. I know that's just kind of like ghetto and stuff, but it's been a long week, man. It's been a long week. I know it's been a long week for y'all, too. I'm hoping y'all hear me well, though, you know, because when I'm talking on the phone, usually people tell me to hear me well. When I'm talking on the same Bluetooth I talk to people on the phone with, so hopefully y'all hear me well. But there's been a lot going on, man. I mean, where do you even start? Like, where do you even start? Schools canceled indefinitely. It's just all types of stuff going on, man. They're talking about, so, you know, sometimes in different states it's different, and if you're in a hot zone, it could be different too. You know, Maryland, as far as what I know of right now, is not a hot zone, but there are people who have tested positive in Maryland. But they said every state, all 50 states, have people who have tested positive for it. You know, I don't know if that's 100% true, but that's what I heard on TV. It wasn't even like some YouTuber or something. It was like actual TV. Not to say the media always get it right or always being, 100% upfront with us and honest and accurate. But, I mean, in situations like this, I mean, I'm not going to just not believe it just because it's the media. You know what I mean? Like, it's very believable that it's in all 50 states. It's very contagious. It's very, very contagious. They said, three times more contagious than the flu or something like that? Definitely more contagious than the flu is what they're saying. It's just like out of nowhere. It just went from like, okay, the coronavirus has happened in China. Okay. Oh, now it's in some other countries. Oh, now it's a case in America. Oh, now there's 5 cases in America. Oh, now America just has it. Oh, now America really, really has it, and we just starting to shut stuff down. All right, shut schools down, shut down, like, jobs and stuff. Like, it's crazy. It just started just booming out of control. Like, I don't think nobody expected this, you know. And I don't know, man. I don't know. It's crazy. It just really kind of just happened out of nowhere. It's like, in January, was that January that we found out? I'm sorry, y'all gonna hear me yawn. I'm sorry, y'all gonna hear me probably yawn a few times. But it was that in like January we found out about the coronavirus? Look, check this out. This is what we're gonna do. I got some interesting articles I was glancing at, right before the show started. And typically, I'm on top of my game. I have everything in order, I have all my ducks in a row, but it's just been a lot going on with, like, the cancellation of school and, like, stuff being the way it is with the, you know, social distancing and all of that stuff. And, you know, it's just been so much going on, man. I just, you know, and my kid is home all the time now. Like, there's no, like, really me time except for when he's sleeping. By the time he sleeps, since, you know, I've been with him the whole time. No getaway from, go to school for a few hours. It's just no me time. I don't really have time to, like, do my research and stuff because I had to, like, cook and clean and more now because he's home much more now. And then, like, homeschool and all that stuff, it's just, you know, and just doing regular everyday stuff, chores, and stuff you got to handle. You're going, look, and you're like, man, you know, 3 days have passed by and you ain't, all you really been doing is just like stuff around the house or stuff for your kid, and you ain't really, you know, life just is different when it's like this. And it's like you're being asked to like stay, like to stay home, you know what I mean? And a lot of people not listening. A lot of people now realistically, obviously, we know we got to go out. But people are just hanging out, just like in the hood, just hanging, just standing around, hanging out with people, hanging out with their friends and family, being side by side. We were getting to all of this. There's some interesting articles I was glancing. I want to get into these articles real quick just to start like a nice, like, talking point, like the build off of these little articles I was glancing at right before the show. So, this is, you know, I did some, you know,
little Googling or whatever. This is a telegraph.co.uk. The Telegraph is the name of the website. And the article is titled, "What is Coronavirus? How did it start? And could the outbreak grow bigger?" So let's start with what is a coronavirus? Coronaviruses are a family of viruses that cause disease in animals. Seven, including the new virus, have made the jump to humans, but most just cause cold-like symptoms. Two other coronaviruses, and that kind of threw me off. I'm like, oh, with more than one? That's crazy. But two other coronaviruses, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, and Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SARS, are much more severe, having killed more than 1,500 people between them since 2002. The new virus, officially called COVID-19, is also dangerous. So far, around 20% of confirmed cases have been classed as severe or critical. So far, around 15 to 20% of hospital cases have been classed as severe, and the current death rate varies between 0.7% and 3.4%, depending on the location and, crucially, access to good hospitals. This is much lower than fertility rates. Oh, I said fertility, wow. This is much lower than fatality rates for MERS, 30%, and SARS, 10%, but still a significant threat. Scientists in China believe that COVID-19 has mutated into two strains, one more aggressive than the other, which could make developing a vaccine more complicated. So I didn't even know that. It's saying scientists in China believe that it's mutated into two strains. I did not know that. I don't know about nobody else, but I didn't know that. Like, that's kind of crazy. Alright, now it's how did the outbreak start? How did the outbreak start? The source of the coronavirus is believed to be a wet market in Wuhan, which sold both dead and live animals, including fish and birds. Such markets pose a heightened risk of viruses jumping from animals to humans because hygiene standards are difficult to maintain if live animals are being kept and butchered on site. Typically, they are also densely packed. The animal source of the latest outbreak has not yet been identified, but the original host is thought to be bats. Bats were not sold at the Wuhan market, but may have infected live chickens or other animals sold there. Bats are host to a wide range of zoonotic viruses, including Ebola, HIV, damn, and rabies. Jeez, damn. So bats can, like, transmit, that's what you can, a bat can transmit HIV? Ebola and rabies? Jeez. I ain't surprised about the rabies, but the Ebola and HIV, that's crazy. What's the other one I wanted to read? Because this, you know, I'll be all day reading everything. And I gave y'all the site so y'all can, like, definitely go read it, the whole thing yourselves. Okay, what are the symptoms of coronavirus? Initial symptoms include fever, dry cough. What I was saying, like, what I get, like, I get, like, this bad. That was the first time I tried to add the show and it didn't work. I was saying, basically, I get, like, real bad viral infections, and because I get those, like, every year, 3 to 5 times per season between the gap space of, like, September to, like March, in between that window, like, I get bad viral infections. And I was like, I don't want to expose myself to this coronavirus when I get these bad viral infections, like, sometimes they're really bad. Like, I can't talk without coughing. And I don't want that plus, you know what I mean? And I get them all the time. I can get it at any time. And then turn around and have knock on wood, the coronavirus too. It's just too much. It's too risky. It's too, I can't do it. You know what I mean? And it says, yeah, the symptoms of the coronavirus, initial symptoms include fever, dry cough, tiredness, and a general feeling of being unwell. For a full, okay, let's have a little full recap here, but we're going to move along. Those are just like some of the symptoms people feel. And from, like, you know, watching the news and, you know, watching and researching a little stuff, I was able to, it seems as though, like similar to having the flu, like how you feel when you had the flu, like you got hit by a bus, like, seems to be, like, very similar to that. I know the fever thing and the temperature thing is, like, a way of, like, determining, you know what I mean? It's crazy because, like, they're not even, like, wanting you to come to the hospital if you have it, like, if you think you have it. It's crazy. But how many people have died from the disease so far? More than 272,000 cases have been confirmed since the outbreak started, and the death toll has exceeded 11,300. The majority of the cases are now outside of China, and the virus has spread to more than 100 other countries. Yeah, that's crazy. China still has the most, based on the site, China has the most over 81,000 cases and 3,265 deaths and counting. But the other countries combined, like, you know, because China is the country of origin, the other countries combined is, like, way more now. And that's pretty much what they're saying. Let's see. There's something else. Is there a cure for the coronavirus? There's no specific treatment, although doctors are trailing existing drugs for viruses such as Ebola and HIV. Early results seem promising, but until full clinical trials have been concluded, doctors cannot be certain that the drugs are effective. Work to develop a vaccine is accelerating, but this work has been complicated by the virus mutating into a second strain. How is coronavirus spread? Like cold and flu bugs, the virus is spread via droplets when a person coughs or sneezes. The droplets land on surfaces and are picked up on the hands of others and spread further. People catch the virus when they touch their infected hands to their mouth, nose, or eyes. It follows that the single most important thing you can do to protect yourself is keep your hands clean by washing them frequently with soap and water or hand sanitizing gel. All right. I think I wanted to read this too. Is the coronavirus airborne? There is some debate about whether the disease is airborne. There is no evidence for it yet, but that could change. Airborne viruses linger for a longer period of time than those spread by droplets and can also be spread in air conditioning and ventilation systems. Now, that's scary. You live in an apartment and, you know what I mean? Or it's just crazy. Like, you just like, that's kind of crazy. The current advice is that the disease can only be spread between close contacts, defined as spending more than 15 minutes within 2 meters of an infected person. We're going to stop that there. Because there was another interesting when I was reading too. On the same site, telegraph.co.uk. Again, the site is called The Telegraph, and it's interesting. And from reading, it seems like it's well put together articles and stuff that, you know, sounds credible. So I'm rocking with it. And, you know, people do their own research, and, you know, it's always a debate and argument of that. These people or that person or don't know what they're talking about, or you can't believe the media. They're crooked. They're evil. It's all a part of the bigger global conspiracy. You know, martial law's coming. Don't feed into the hype. And the flu kills more people. It's like, all right, I hear you, but, man, I don't know, man. I just, sometimes people just, I don't know, man. We will get into it, man. We will get into it. So this article, coronavirus could have been prevented, scientists say. Experts have been warning for years that zoonotic diseases pose a growing threat to human life and society. COVID-19 could have been stopped if officials had not ignored past research, top animal disease experts have warned. Professor Andrew Cunningham, the Deputy Director of Science at the Zoological Society of London, says COVID-19 was not only predictable, as he declared it fortunate that the virus is not as deadly as other known zoonotic diseases. He told The Telegraph that experts have been warning for years that zoonotic spillover, when a disease transfers from wildlife to humans, is a growing threat to human life and society. In a stark warning, he also said the world will be faced with more deadly viruses like COVID-19 if there is not a drastic change in human behaviors and research. So that's just kind of crazy, man. Now, obviously, we know the virus originated from China, right? And, Donald Trump has been calling it the Chinese virus. And there's been a lot of criticisms to China for this outbreak starting from there and them not doing more to try to get a grip on it and pretty much allowing it to get out of control. And once it got out of control in China, of course, people travel and boom. Now another country has it, and then another country. And now most of the countries, how many countries is it in the world? We're going to Google it. We're going to find out because I don't know. But they said over 100 countries. Now I got the hiccups too, y'all. It's crazy. I'm going to apologize to y'all now. I got the hiccups. I hope it don't like be bad. There's no way I can like mute it because every time I'm about to hiccup. Let's see. How many countries? This sounds like one of those questions on are you smarter than a fifth grader? How many countries are there in the world? I bet you most of y'all don't know the answer to that without Googling, so don't judge me. How many countries are there in the world? There are 195 countries in the world. At least that's what Google says. Now, I think they said what? I know they said over 100. Over 100 countries have it. It's 195. So over half the countries in the world have it. I don't know if it was one. I'm not even going to try to remember. Because, they've been talking about it every day. And numbers change and percentages change and estimates change. Everything is always forever changing, and I don't know. But if y'all been watching, y'all know, man. Like over 100 countries had it, and is that so? Is it wrong? Is it racist? Like they're saying that Trump is calling it the Chinese virus and placing the blame on China. Me personally, I am not a Trump supporter or a Trump enthusiast or Trump fan, none of that stuff. Like, I didn't even vote for Trump, to be honest. to be honest with y'all. But I agree with some of the stuff you were saying. I never thought I'd be saying that, but, you know, I agree with some of the stuff you were saying. Like, yes, like, it originated in China, and yes, like, China had a chance to try to, you know, get it under control, and they failed at it. Now, I don't have no plugins, no ties in with China. I don't know, like, you know what I mean, everything about it. I can only go on based on what I'm told through little research I'm able to do online and the media, you know what I mean? Like most people, you know? And, I mean, yeah, I do think that they deserve harsh criticism for it because a lot of people have died. A lot of people are severely sick, you know? And it's their problem. It started off as their problem, and now it's the world's problem. You know what I mean? And I'm sure if it was the other way around, it started in America, they'd be saying the same thing or similar things about us. Now, do I think people should be like, mistreating Chinese Americans or, you know, threatening Chinese Americans and making them feel like it's literally their fault, the ones that are here? Of course not. That's just stupid. Like, that don't even make sense. Like, they're here, you know what I mean? Like, how can they control something in China and they're here? So the people that's, like, attacking Chinese people or Chinese Americans or, like, you know, mistreating them or whatever, I just shame on them. It's stupid. And they deserve whatever consequences they get, being prosecuted or whatever, for, like, you know, if they're doing things that are, you know, like, as far as, like, I'm saying, as far as, like, you put your hands on them or if you threaten them, do you deserve to be prosecuted for that? Of course. You know what I mean? Like it's unfair to blame the ones that are here. You know what I mean? But at the same time, yes, it's China's problem that has now become the world's problem. And I'm not Chinese, but I don't see how the term the Chinese virus is offensive because if it started from America and they was calling it the American virus and they had people suffer from it, I would understand where they're coming from. And I wouldn't have a problem with it, to be honest. You know, so a lot of people feel like, oh, no, that's so racist. No, it's appropriate to me. I think it's appropriate. This is a person who is not a Trump supporter, you know, not a Trump supporter in any way, shape, or form, but yeah, on that, or as far as that goes, yeah, I mean, it is the Chinese virus, and it is China's problem that has become the world's problem, and it's affected our lives, like my life personally, you know what I mean? Like the rest of y'all, the people who are listening, because the people who ain't listening, that's just a whole nother thing right there. Like the people who ain't listening, so let's hold on. Let me look at my talking points real quick, man. There's a lot to talk about, man. The NBA got postponed. You know, we don't even know if it's going to, like, basketball players got it. And, oh, man. Donovan Mitchell quarter from Rudy Gobert. How you say his name? Rudy Gobert? Oh, I don't know who caught it from who, but it's believed that Rudy Gobert caught it first, and then Donovan Mitchell got it. Because remember, he was like blowing it off, and he touched the microphones and all that. Then next thing you know, he tested positive for the coronavirus, and then Donovan Mitchell tested positive for it, and other players tested positive for it. Now Kevin Durant has tested positive for it. They said some Lakers have tested positive for it, but last time I checked, it hasn't been verified if those players were superstars, Anthony Davis or LeBron James. But people have been, more and more players have been testing positive for it. You know, they had to shut the season down. Now, first I thought the season was canceled, but now I'm finding out it's suspended. But how long can it stay in suspension? Like, how are they going to resume? And then what the season sent, like by the time you had the finals and all that, is like almost September and time for the new season, and they're talking about her, Stephen A. Smith talking about, they were saying, talking about playing the season out, resuming, when they resume, and then playing it out, having the finals and all that, and then starting the 2020-2021 season in, I think, December. So I guess they would have a short season next year to get it back on track. I don't know. It's just a damn mess, to be honest. I'm a super sports fan. I was looking forward to seeing the Lakers and Clippers in the Western Conference Finals because we all know that's probably what it was going to be. And most of us believe that either the Lakers or the Clippers probably would have won the finals this year, though I don't sleep on certain teams in the East like the Bucks. I think the Celtics are pretty they seem pretty promising. Like, if they play to their full potential, Philly got some potential. You know what I mean? But, like, I'm looking forward to that, man. Like, NBA playoffs, it's just like, it's nothing like it, man. NFL playoffs are great, but them seven-game series is, like, keep you entertained for a long time, man. Like, NFL was just one little goofy game that the players just wasn't on their A-game and it's a wrap. But the NBA is like, you know who's the best because the best out of seven, you know. Like, there's no fluke. If a team wins the best out of seven, that's a better team, hands down. You know what I mean? And now we're being deprived of that until further notice because of this coronavirus. Thanks a lot, China. That's all I can say. Thanks a lot, China. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Man. You're talking about the Olympics. Being postponed until next year, 2021. August? Is it July or August? We're going to look that up here. I believe the Olympics start in like early August and play out for like the month of August, and in like the end of August is like 3 weeks. Let's see. What time of year does the Olympics start? Oh, okay, so it's the end of July. Olympic Summer Games for 2020 was scheduled to start, go from July 24th through August 9th. Okay, so it's 2 weeks, like, About 2 weeks. I thought it was 3 weeks. The Olympics be loud, too. I love the Olympics, man. I be watching like a kid, like, for real. I don't know how with all of this social distancing and stuff, I do not know how they're going to have the Olympics. And I don't know how they're going to have the Olympics. And, just, like, I don't know how they're going to do it. Like, and on time, too? Like, how? Like, with all this going on? People probably can't train right now, or not to say necessarily.
Shit is fun now. King Kong in the trunk. King Kong got a bomb, can't make no mistake. Leave a nigga with a hole in his face. I be that money man, only about the money plans. Jump up on that money train, this right here's that money gang. Don't get it twisted, bitches, I'm on it, but like prestigious. See, you can have a good time, but I don't pay out digits. Listen, yes, 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 yes. Woo. Pull your car, I like to pull your car. These pussies acting hard until that pistol spark. See, I'ma set it off with mine a Vivica, but she's a 50 bra. I play a 50 out. I got the 50 Kelly bra, that's my first love. Let her take her out of bra. I'm a real thug, set off a real boy, playing with them real toys. Shout play, killer grip, nothing left to say. My whole crew get it live, ain't no duds there. Let that magic show his ass, poof, disappear. HD, I see it clear, but they can't see it there. This motherfucker's ghost, he will never reappear. Yeah.
Man, I apologize for that, man. I don't know, man. I don't know what that was about. It just like cut me off. Like I just got the busy signal right in the middle of talking. I don't know why that happened. I apologize for it. This is crazy. Like I don't know what's going on with BTR, man. The last discussion I had, told y'all about the trials and tribulations with BTR, but I do appreciate them getting all my shows back. So, you know, I don't want to be too critical because, you know, I could have not got my shows back and I just would have been so devastated about that. And I got my shows back and they're all saved on backup drive. And, you know, shout out to the, you know, BTR that was responsible for me getting my my shows back. I really do appreciate that. But I don't know what that was about, man. I don't know what that was about. Like, it's just busy signal in the middle of me talking, and it cut me off. I had to call back and sign in again and all of that stuff. And it just threw my whole flow off. This has been a goofy night, man. The first time I was trying to have this discussion, and first I was getting called. That interrupted me, then my son interrupted me. Then I went to go resume talking and was talking to myself for like 10 minutes because I didn't take it off mute. And I just said, forget it and started over. I started over and now this happened. But nonetheless, I don't remember exactly what I was saying. That kind of ticks me off a little bit. Totally going off. But I was saying, like, people aren't practicing social distancing. And I just don't know why, man. I don't know. Like, people just, they just want to live in the moment. They don't just, like, you know, like, people can pass it on and stuff and, you know, pass it to your grandmother or your great uncle or your mother or your father if they're elderly or have pre-existing conditions. People with pre-existing conditions and people that are elderly are, you know, pretty much the people who are compromised are in a compromising position in this whole coronavirus thing because it could be bad for them. You know what I mean? And I've been trying to avoid it because I get these bad viral infections every year, multiple times. If I only caught it once or twice that year, that was a good year for me. I'm talking bad, coughing hundreds of times a day. Dry coughs, the same, and that's what it says. One of the things I read, it says people get the dry cough. I'm like, man, I can't imagine viral infection. Oh, and you got the corona too. Like, oh my God, what? Man, I can't imagine, man. Knock on wood. I've been doing everything I can. Like, I've been practicing social distancing. not only have I been social distancing, you might as well say I've been self-quarantining too, because I have not been out. I mean, I went out to go to the store, and I went to go wash some clothes. That's it. I have not even been around pretty much my own family, like, you know, really. You know what I mean? Like, I've been self-quarantining, just me and my kid, you know, and social distancing, you know. Hey, Tay, you want to come to this party? Nope, sure don't. You trying to do this? Like, you trying to go bowling? Nope. I don't even think bowling alley's open right now anyway. I don't think so. I know the movie's not open because I got one of those accounts where you get to see multiple movies a month, and they were saying, like, it's closed for right now. You know, I got the AMC, the AMC Stubs. Closed. Good. Need to be closed. Need to be closed. Matter of fact, I'm about to cancel my account. You know, because I ain't going to be going no time soon, so that's a waste of money. And I don't know why people just so pressed. Like, people want to be smoking blunts and passing blunts around and passing drinks around, and they want to be hanging out. And, you know, now that people can't go places that they typically would like to go, you can't go to their comedy show to see your favorite comedian this weekend like you wanted to, or you can't, you know, you can't go to this club. You know, can't even go to the strip club. I don't think, I know the strip club's probably shut down. You can't, wherever you want to go, you know, your little bar hopping, you know, whatever, all that stuff, it's pretty much shut down. People are just like, they're still like gathering, like, all right, they're going to gather amongst each other and just, oh, yeah, we're going to have a get together over Michelle House tonight. Y'all come in, doing a Facebook post about it, like, it's probably ain't stopping us. Man, we gonna party, hey, like, man, y'all stupid, man. Stupid. There's no other way to put it. There's no nice way to say it. Stupid. Stupid. It's stupid. You're putting yourself in the line of fire for what? For a thrill? Thrill? Now, what if you get the coronavirus? You know what I mean? People want to make all these excuses. And one of the most stupidest things I've heard people say is only white people get it. I'm going to repeat that. People were really believing for a while that only white people get it. And you've seen, like, Kevin Durant has it, but only white people get it. So once people see celebrities getting it, they're seeing black celebrities, they're like, oh, black people can get it. Like, duh, there's no such thing as only white people get it. Like, where does that exist at? Like, it's just crazy, man. And then people are like, oh, well, people in the hood, they ain't gonna probably really get it because I don't even know what the justification of that is. People in the hood really ain't gonna get it because they don't really travel like that, right, man. But people that live it, like people, it's not worth entertaining. I don't even know why I'm entertaining. It's just this a naive way of thinking, and being naive about it is going to get more people to end up having it. More people are going to have it from being naive. Point blank. It's just stupid. It amazes me. Because people have, like, the internet, so they're able. It's not like back in the day, the only source you had was television. You had to listen to the news. You have the internet. You have information in the palm of your hand, right on your phone. You don't have to go to the library or have a computer yourself, right on your phone. Anybody with a smartphone can Google it, can Google information. But now people want to be too busy living life and smoking blunts and drinking and popping pills and partying and clubbing. And that's all people care about is living in the now. And a lot of these people have kids and stuff to live for and to take care of, but they're so busy living in the now that that's all they care about. And then they just, you know, end up a victim of the circumstances. And then they're sitting here boo-hooing on Facebook and Instagram. OMG, y'all, I got the coronavirus. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah, but you was just out partying and smoking blunts 3 nights ago. So why are you surprised you have it? It's stupid. Like, how hard is it to stay in the house? Now, you stay in the house, and you just don't happen to have a family member that stayed with you, and they got it, and you got caught, then that's out of your control. But if you did everything that you could do to prevent the spread, at least you know you was doing your part. At least you know you was doing your part. And it's easier to live with and accept the fact that you did your part. You did everything you could do. When you did something stupid, like went out and socially gathered with people and then got compromised and ended up catching it, it's like you have to feel like a real jackass. You have to. How can you not? And I just don't understand. Like, at what point, because, you know, we all was young before, at what happens? What is that frame of thought of being young? Because it seemed like it was so long for me, long ago for me. Like, I'm 36. So it seems like I almost, like, I'm trying to remember what's that frame of mind. Like, and I'm like, oh, when I was 21, would I still have been wanting to be out smoking blunts, partying, knowing that this was going on? And I'm just like, I hope not. I'm glad I'm older now. Like, did I, you know what I mean? My way of thinking has changed, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't think I would have, but who knows, man. That was years ago. Maybe I would have been one of those stupid young people that want to, I doubt it. Knowing me, I doubt it, but I have grown a lot since then. And I can only hope that I wouldn't have done nothing else. It's so stupid. And you have older people older than me, people in their 40s and 50s. You know, that's just like, I'm going to live my life. Or they just trying to put us in martial law. They just trying to take away our rights. It's just like, man, forget all of that right now. It's about survival. It's about being healthy. It's about doing the right thing. It's about trying to make sure that we protect each other and our friends and family and stuff from being compromised. We all got to play our part. It's not hard to say, I'm just going to chill in the crib for, you know, a couple of weeks, whatever. This is a couple of weeks, whatever it takes, until you get it under control. So, man, you got your phone, man, you got Netflix, computer. For the females that feel as though they need to go shake their booty to enjoy life, or you can throw on Megan Thee Stallion from home and throw on her video and shake your butt at home. Like, you don't have to go out to do that. But if you're so, if you have to, like, go out to enjoy life, I mean, that's the only way you can enjoy life. You might really need to seek therapy because something is wrong inside. Because you would compromise your own safety and well-being and the well-being of others for a thrill. Something is not right. Something's not right in you. You know what I mean? You probably need therapy or something. You're probably depressed or something. Something's going on. Like, you're too fresh for a thrill. You're at risk of your life for a thrill. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, you know, man, when I'm going out, when I'm touching the door and stuff to, like, where I live at, I'm using the door that everybody else got to touch. See, I'm using wipes. I ain't playing, man. I can't guarantee nothing, but the only thing I can guarantee is I'm going to do my best to try to do my part. I'm in the crib, chilling, keeping my distance from people, letting this thing play out. The people who have the symptoms, get tested. Hopefully it's negative, but if it's positive, you know what you got to do. Go quarantine and do follow the procedures. You know what I mean? Hopefully you'll bounce back, and hopefully a cure is coming really soon, and hopefully they're going to find a way to be able to get people right, you know what I mean, or your body's strong enough to fight it off, whatever, you know? But don't just try to, you know, take out other people because you don't care about life and you want to live reckless. You know what I mean? Like, what type of being a good person or being a noble person, being a good person is more than just taking care of your kids and, you know what I mean, paying your bills on time. Like, you have a social responsibility to not do wrong by others, you know what I mean? And being socially responsible in this situation is a way of showing that you are a good human being, you're a noble person, you're like, you care, like you don't want to be a jackass, you don't want to be a person that's going to cause another person to compromise somebody else's well-being. You know what I mean? That's my feelings. I've been dying to talk about this. I really have, man. And, I mean, I was thinking, right, like, the people who have, like, underground bunkers, like the rich, wealthy people, they have to be, like, looking with a smirk right now, like, you said I was crazy. Look at you now. You wish you could be in my bunker. You wish you could be in my mansion bunker. Like, bunker is a bunker, but it looks like a mansion. It's like you got mad space, got mad food, water, reserve. Like, man, I'm about to go down here for 3 months. And that's how I deal with that. I'll be back in 3 months. We good. Me and my family, we good. You know? Like, they just... like, looking with a smirk. And if I had an underground bunker right now, I would use it. I would use it. I don't care. You can call me paranoid, whatever you want. I ain't mad. If you got those 5-1 questions like I get, you'd be singing a different song. Because you would know, like, man, if I go through that with that, and then combine that with this, and this pre-existing conditions make things worse. Oh, nah. Nope. You know what I mean? Like, some of us have kids to live for and stuff, and we care about still living. Right? We're going to try to do what we can to extend our time here. You know what I mean? Like, what's wrong with y'all, man? People just, like, really don't care. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Everybody want to be so pressed about living in the moment. Like, you got social media. You can just get on that. You can go live. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know. People's situations are sometimes different. You might got a household where there's a lot of people. And the only thing you can do is kind of hope that everybody doing their part. I'm glad I don't have that situation. I'm glad I'm not living in a house where I'm a grown man in my 30s, but I live with my brothers and my sisters and my aunts and all these people and everybody in and out. And I got the aunt that can't sit still, and I got the little brother that want to be smoking blunts with other people. You're not realizing you're rolling a blunt. That is, they're saying droplets. Well, you used to spit the world, blow the blunt. Come on, man. Spit. For the people that smoke, I'm not saying don't smoke, right? First of all, I'm saying don't smoke, but people are going to smoke anyway, right? Because smoke is not good for you. But you go smoke anyway, right? At least, like, roll your own blunt, smoke your own blunts. Everybody just, all right, y'all gonna have a cycle. Everybody just have, like, you know, everybody just dome their own blunts, man. Instead of having a cycle, everybody just get around each other, roll their own blunts, smoke their own blunts. First of all, it shouldn't even be close in close proximity of each other. I can't even say that. Shoot, man, you better hop on FaceTime or Duo or something and, yeah, man, what you doing over there? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. So I live in the same house or whatever, so you can't avoid each other because y'all live in the same house. All right. So I still don't got to share the same damn blunt, though. Like, but people want to be people, man. They want to do what they want. People don't want to be told what to do. They want to live life their way. They want to be reckless and live on the edge. Who are you to tell them? It's crazy, man. It is crazy. It's crazy. And a lot of times it's definitely young people. A lot of times it's the young people that's the most hard-headed. Like, the people still going to the beach and, you know, they had to shut down stuff to force people to not come because people are so pressed about a thrill that they're going to come. But they're going to, like, you know, still try to socialize. And it's like, you're not even, I don't get it, man. You can socialize right on your computer, right on your phone. Why? So I don't like hearing about people suffering, people dying. Somebody's grandma with the corona, now she's in critical condition. It's, I don't know, man. I don't even know. Y'all bear with me for a second. I'm typing something. These millennials, man. Millennials, man. Say millennials. That's crazy because I'm looking and I just Googled it. So technically, I'm considered a millennial because it's millennials, Generation Y, millennials descend. So you're saying millennials are from 1980 to 1994? Yeah. Then iGen, what? iGen/Gen Z, 1995 to 2012. Then it's Generation Alpha. They got the dope name. So my kid, he's Generation Alpha. That's a dope name, Generation Alpha. Alpha, okay. Yeah, so, oh, man, this is, I feel kind of dumb because I look at millennials as like they just like they so naive and just so wet behind the ears. And but I'm saying millennials is my generation, 1980 through 1994. Damn, that's kind of crazy. I don't care. I'm not a millennial. I don't care. But then it's crazy because it says, I don't know. I'm not even about to try to figure this out. This is, all right, let me find one that's a little, hold on, let me go to another one. Let me just go to one more site, hold up. Am I a millennial? I'm really a millennial? Let's see. And now this one said 1980 through 1996. The other one said something different. Then it's saying 1981 through 1995. So is it clear like date? This is official. I guess I am a millennial. I ain't even look at myself as a millennial. I still don't. Because when I hear the word millennial, it's always like millennials be like the mumble rappers and like the kids, the skinny tight jean wearing people, like the, oh, it's cool to pop pills and it's cool to do all these crazy drugs and it's cool to like try to the pretty much wreak havoc on your own people, and it's cool to be ignorant and not understand history and where you're from and, you know, what it means to be who you are, and it's cool to not be woke, and I just can't get, like, that's like what I, you know, and maybe that's a fault of mine, but that's like when I hear millennial, that's what I think about. That's what's like, every time I hear the word millennial, it was always represented in, like, I guess, a negative way. And so I just like, don't even want to be associated with that term. Because with that term, typically what it makes me visualize, it's like, nah, I'm not that. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's crazy. People just got to get their act together, regardless of when you was born, whatever. Like, you just got to use that common sense at the end of the day, man. You know? Let's see, is there any other talking points? Let's see. Because, like, usually, I think I hit on my talking points, because usually I have, like, a really structured approach, but too much going on with this. It's too much going on. It really just is too much going on. And I'm like most of us, I'm just ready to get like normal like that. But I ain't going for it. Like, I'm not so pressed that I want to rush it and risk compromising more, like, you know, more people and stuff. Like, I'm not selfish like that. You know what I mean? And I'm trying not to get it, but I also hope other people don't get it. And I hope other people are good. And it's amazing to me. Like, you have these conversations with people, and you realize how, like, how much not concerned people are about others. As long as they're good and their kids good, and some people don't even care about their kids. It's like, as long as me and mine's good, I'm good. Like, wow, man. Because other people not being good is going to come back to affect you. It's going to come back to bite you. Like, if all the doctors and stuff get sick and nurses and people that's going to help you, what happens if you get sick or your grandmother gets sick and she's on in a critical condition? But there ain't no doctors and people to take care of your people because they didn't got sick from the damn virus. And now it's an empty damn hospital. If you know what I mean? Or something stupid like, you know, you have to care about others. Do you farm your own food? Do you grow your own food? Do you build your own house? Do you do the maintenance? Do you fix your own car? Like, you a mechanic? You know what I mean? Like, are you an attorney? You represent yourself when you get in legal trouble? Like, yeah, there are people here that help make our lives a lot easier. Help us thrive. Like, we don't just do this by ourselves. We need each other. So for you to not care about others shows the type of person you are. Like, it shows the type of person you are. You know what I mean? There's just some people that just should live on their own island away from everybody else. Like, people that don't care, so what? I'm good. I'm young. I don't care about no flowers. So I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. Get out of my face. I'm going to do what I want to do. Like, those type of people, they should just have their own island. All right, you're entitled to feel the way you feel, but feel the way you feel over there, away from me, away from us, people who care about the world, who care about society, who care about our neighborhoods and our communities, you know what I mean, who care about our people, our families, who care about everything, everybody. Like, y'all go over there with that. Y'all can have y'all own island and y'all can just not care about each other to the end of days, but you know what I mean? The people who care and want to do something and compassionate and know that in order for them to be good, they need others to be good. We the ones that should be like, let us just live our lives. Y'all just stay away from us. That's all I'm saying. It's ridiculous, man. It's turning into like a rant. I don't even care. It's just irritating. I'm watching the news. I'm seeing people just like not caring. It's just like, man. People want to act like you crazy for trying to be responsible and do the right thing. You know? And, I don't know, man, like, you know, I've been watching the, as far as, you know, like, the current administration, like, you know, trying to get on top of this, and I don't know, man, like I was saying, I'm not a Trump, like, supporter or nothing, but, you know, I'm not really too mad at how, you know, he's at least addressing the nation. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing a lot better than I expected as far as, like, the way he's addressing it now. That don't mean I'm ready to give him my vote or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not, like, you know, only criticizing him for the stuff that I can't stand about him, and goodness knows it's a laundry list, but, I mean, I'm going to give credit when credit's due. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying he's doing an amazing job, but sitting here watching the press conferences, I'm like, at least there's one positive thing I can say, because I don't think just picking all negative stuff is very helpful in this situation. And there's one positive thing I can say. At least he's trying to instill some type of hope in people. You know what I mean? And in a situation like this, you kind of need that. And he's supposed to be the nation's leader. It's actually a good thing for him, like, to see him, a man who conducts himself the way that he does, who we don't expect to try to lift people up. It's good to see that, because some people need that just to be okay, just to feel like, it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? And then maybe people will stop buying up everything, and you'll be able to find toilet paper when you go to the store. Man, I went to the store, man. Let me tell you, water, I was gone, wiped out completely. But this was like Tuesday. This might have been Tuesday. I was wiped out, like, water, saying toilet paper. I wasn't even going there for toilet paper. So I got my toilet paper ASAP. I wasn't playing. I ain't go super crazy and buy 200 rolls or nothing crazy like that, but I just got enough just in case. Really, I got it. Not because, oh, it's the coronavirus, let me get toilet paper. No, because I knew everybody else was going to get it. And I was about to, you know, I just had to make sure I had enough for a while because I just planned on doing my social distancing, staying away for a while. So, yes, I stocked up a little bit, got enough to be straight for a nice little minute. And the waters wasn't there, but I ended up getting my waters, you know what I mean? And I'm good on that, too. And I said I ain't go crazy and just, you know what I mean, just go super crazy with it. But I had to make sure I was good. I had to make sure me and mine was good. You know what I mean? Me and my kid. Like, I had to. It's the sensible thing to do. Like, that's not crazy. Like, why people act like it's crazy to try to be prepared? But there is such thing as overdoing. But just being prepared, that's not crazy. That's being smart. Like, what is wrong with people? It's like, all the N95 masks are gone. Well, they said they making millions now, but I don't know, like, which states they prioritizing. Like, New York got a real bad day, a hot zone. Seattle got a bad day, a hot zone, you know. So the hot zones need to, you know, be prioritized. But I don't know if they're in stores yet or, like, certain states are hot zones, or I don't know if Maryland got that, like, started getting some orders in. Or I don't know. I don't know. I haven't even been going to the store. I went, did my little shopping, and I'm chilling. I ain't been doing no fast food because I don't need no sick people coughing on my food or sneezing, and they making my food. And now I'm dealing with a situation. I don't even want no cold right now because as soon as you get a cold and you call your doctor like, yeah, I got a cold, oh, man, the first thing they thinking, you got the corona. You can't come in. You're going to have to, you know, do some steps to do at home. And it's like, man. And the thing I was wondering is like, so they're saying, don't come in if you have it. You know, you get a step-by-step procedures on what to do. But if you are already, if you have pre-existing health conditions, if you're not super healthy, that could literally be your death sentence. Like, oh, just stay home. You might not have that time. You might have a small window to get care. You know what I mean? You got asthma real bad or something, and you, like, having a damn asthma attack. But what you supposed to, all right, but stay home because you got the corona? And you're like, man, I feel like I'm about to have an asthma attack. Stay home, though, because you think you got the corona. Like, I don't know. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. But I understand how they don't want people to, get, like, contaminate, like, the hospitals and stuff, but you got to find a way to, like, care for people. Like, I don't know how. It's got to be a way. It has to be a way. That's why having those masks are important, to be honest. I got mine. I got one left that I got. It's brand new, unused. I'm able to put it on if need be, you know. Like, if I, like, have to, like, go see my doctor anytime soon, knock on wood, hopefully for not no type of these types of symptoms, but I got the mask, N95, brand new, unused, from a while ago, unused. So it sounds like people are throwing them away. Like, and it's like, and people are like, you know, they just use it once and throw it away, or twice and throw it away. Like, man, use that joint to full capacity. It don't just stop working because you used it once. Like, you see it was a shortage of them, so, like, use it. Recycle it. Use it again, man. Come on now. Everybody do their part. Be smart. Be wise. Man, I don't want to hear about nobody dying. People die every day. It's a part of life, but I don't want nobody to die that didn't have to. I want people to, you know what I mean, try to reserve themselves as much as possible, as long as possible. I want us to be good, and we're going to bounce back from this, you know. Right, we're going to bounce back. This is not the end, you know. Only God going to determine that, you know. We're going to bounce back from this. We're going to make a full recovery. I know people with their jobs, and that's a whole other discussion. We ain't getting touch on, like, people's jobs, you know what I mean? People wondering, like, all right, how am I get my next paycheck? But there are some things happening, like, people, like, they're passing the law, you know, people can't, a bill or whatever, like, you can't just put people out right now because they understand people. A lot of people can't work right now, earn money right now. So they're passing some bills and stuff and putting stuff in place where people can't just be throwing out their homes and people's gas and electric can't just be cut off and people's cables or internet or whatever can't just be cut off. Because you understand, these are some serious times we're in, and a lot of people aren't able to work, aren't able to earn a living, and a lot of these small businesses, you know, aren't set up to handle a situation like this, and you know what I mean? Like, how you going to be able to pay your employees? That's why they're talking about sending, I don't know if it's all Americans or at least the working class citizens, you know, X amount of dollars. People saying $1,000, they're saying it might be more, but sending paychecks to people who aren't able to work right now. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, most of the things I've been hearing is like, it's positive. But there's some things I'm like, oh, come on, man. You're still letting your ego, like, get in your way. And I'm starting to hear me, I did this and that too much. That's typical Trump, man. Like, but other than that, like, it's been like, okay, you kind of surprised me right there. You're at least acting like you care. Who knows? You probably don't care, but at least you're acting like you care. You know what I mean? And that's what presidents and stuff are supposed to do, like, act like they care at least, like, you know, make people feel like there's some type of hope. And any decent president would do that, you know. I've only been around for a few of them, but, you know, felt like Obama did an exceptional job with that. And that's the reason why he's, like, you know, regarded so highly. Even though there's some controversy behind it, because a lot of people feel like, oh, what did he do for black people, though? And that's a whole other discussion I'm not even going to get into right now. Somebody get out of here, man. I just had to touch on this show. How can I not touch on this? And I don't know, man. I'm hoping that everything, you know, people be good and people start to listen and everything. You know what I mean? And people want to try to stay healthy, and more and more people are practicing social distancing and do what they got to do. And people that have the symptoms, self-quarantine, and people who are actually tested positive, like, definitely quarantine and stay away from people and do the step-by-step process. And hopefully, like, sooner than later, the, you know, some type of cure, vaccine, whatever, comes out to, you know, make sure that this thing is like a thing of the past and no longer like a serious threat, serious issue. All you got to do is go get a shot or take this antibiotic for whatever and it'll go away. With, you know what I mean? Like, hopefully those days are near. We have to wait and see, and I would encourage people, like, you know, to continue, like, to watching the press conferences and get the newest developments. Do your Googling, do your research, watch your local news, see how your state is getting through the situation, the do's and the don'ts, and you know what I mean, what safety precautions you can take to make sure you aren't compromising yourself and your family and your loved ones. And don't, you know what I mean, understand that this is real. This is not no conspiracy theory. This is not fake news. This is the real. It's happening. It's real. It's here. People are sick. People are dying. Some people are recovering, but it's real. Do your part. Do what you got to do. Don't be stupid. Don't be so pressed about gathering and being around, being in a blunt cipher and, you know, trying to bum a drink off somebody else, drinking behind somebody else, and being in close proximity with people. Don't be so pressed about that, having to go to the club to shake your ass. Don't be so pressed about that stuff that you'll risk the safety and well-being of others, the health of your friends, family, and loved ones, especially the elderly and the people with pre-existing conditions. You know what I mean? Man, so I hope y'all be good, man, and, you know, everybody keep their head up and know that we're definitely going to get through this. And one day we'll be having this conversation with our grandkids of, like, man, y'all don't even know what it was like when this coronavirus thing broke through and pretty much the whole country was pretty much shaken and the economy was torn to shreds and stock markets, Wall Street is all out of control and the worst years they've seen since goodness knows when, probably ever, and can't go nowhere and all of this stuff that we had to deal with, and this is going to be like a conversation we had with grandkids. Like y'all would have had to have been there to understand. Of course, they'd be able to look it up online. Like y'all would have to have been there to really understand, like, what it was like. And a lot, you know what I mean? Another good thing is most of the people aren't, you know, most people, like the death percentage is low. The fatality rate is low. You know what I mean? To as far as like how many people died versus how many people diagnosed with it, it's low. And if you're young or not old, because like for me, in my mid-30s, I'm not young, but I'm not old neither. I'm like right there in between, like middle age. So it's in a kind of like, okay, right in the middle situations. But, you know, I just hope, you know what I mean, everybody good. And everybody just get together and just, you know, not be so pressed about a drill that they're going to risk compromise and everything. I know I sound like a broken record, but I just can't stress it enough. It's only because I care. You know? So, yeah, man. Again, the call-in number is 563 now, not the 347 number anymore. It's 563-999-3434. I don't know why the old calling number don't work no more. It was working. It's just not working now. I don't know why, but it is what it is. You know, I'm about to get out of here. Everybody be safe, you know. Keep your faith, you know. Know that we're going to get through it. Take all precautions. Continue to watch, you know, developments and stuff. Do what you got to do. Play your part for you, for your family, for friends and for everybody else, because everybody else is, if we all do our part, then we all be good. So we all have a responsibility to do our part. So make sure we do that. It's your boy, T-Real, man. It's Real Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure just chopping it up with y'all and just, you know, just giving y'all my take on things, man. Love being able to just share my opinions and views and stuff, you know, and y'all pretty much are like, you know, family as far as like just having, you know, allow me to provide my voice and y'all actually listening and, you know what I mean, even the people that give feedback, the people that participate, all that good stuff. All right, man, it's your boy T-Real, it's Real Talk Radio. Peace.
Thank you for listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch us every week live on Blog Talk Radio by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal or by calling 347-838-9540. Unable to catch the live show? No problem. You can hear all of our archive shows on blogtalkradio.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you're interested in being a guest, you can email us or contact us on social media at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. It's Real Talk Radio. We're not just a brand. We're a family. But most importantly,